You're listening to SBS News.
Hannah, not her real name, is a single mum on the cashless debit card. She was forced onto it while living in Kalgoorlie and started receiving Centrelink parental support payments.
Anybody on any payment in Kalgoorlie has to go on the card. It doesn't matter what payments, you just have to go on it. You have no choice.
Her daughter, now five, has physical and intellectual disabilities, and she eventually moved to the Sunshine Coast. But despite relocating 4,000 kilometres away and in a non-trial area for the scheme, she's still stuck on the card. It's added challenges to buying basic goods and trying to access affordable equipment for her daughter, including specialised shoes.
The ones that she has now new cost me $340 because they're proper orthopaedic shoes. But secondhand, you can find them under $100, sometimes under $50.
The debit card prevents users from being able to withdraw cash. The reason behind that is to stop people from being able to buy drugs or gamble. But for Hannah, often items are not covered by the National Disability Insurance Scheme. A scathing report by the Australian National Audit Office released Thursday found the previous coalition government hadn't shown the debit card scheme actually works. The report stated the Department of Social Services, which runs the program, had not demonstrated that the CDC program is meeting its intended objectives and hadn't outlined performance targets. New Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth says the government's actions are disappointing.
There is no evidence that suggests that this was effective, efficient. This was $166 million of taxpayers' money, and the government didn't even put in targets and a proper evaluation.
Labor has promised to scrap the scheme, but Minister Rishworth says they're considering allowing people to opt in voluntarily.
Local solutions will be critically important to this, but also look at the voluntary option for people. Some people may want to continue with some income management support, and we will look at that. I want to work through all the options.
The government hasn't announced a timeframe for when the compulsory scheme would end, but the minister says she'll consult widely with community groups. It's already been welcomed by some organisations, including Northern Territory Council of Social Services Chief Executive Deborah Di Natale.
I absolutely welcome the Labor Party's position on this. There was never a solid evidence base to support rolling out this income management across the Northern Territory or any other parts of the country.
The scheme was introduced in 2016 by the former coalition government as a means to reduce alcohol and drug consumption and gambling. But it's been widely condemned for targeting areas with high Indigenous populations. Deborah Di Natale says it's been ineffective and discriminatory.
When you have a policy position that impacts on almost 80% of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people, you have to say what you've done is implement a really discriminatory policy.
She also says, like in Hannah's case, many in rural and regional communities struggle to access basic goods because they can't withdraw cash.
Often they have a number of op shops there, which is where people are buying their children's clothes. That is all a cash economy. And what the cashless debit card does is it locks those communities out of what is essentially a cash economy.
Hannah has already tried twice to get off the cashless debit card scheme unsuccessfully. She hopes now that the government is moving to abolish the compulsory scheme, she'll finally be able to get some autonomy back. The Department of Social Services, which runs the program, has responded to the report. It states the audit did find the department's administrative oversight of the program is largely effective, but rejected a recommendation for an independent review of the second evaluation. Krishani Danji, SBS News.